what's up? It's Michael Yo. Tara McNamara, our movie specialist. I don't want to call you a critic because you don't like that word. Do you? I mean, do you like
it's
the word?
Fine. It's fine. I just want to make sure that people understand I'm on their side.
You're not a stuffy critic.
Right.
You're not a critic that I've seen at these movie screenings that get mad when there's not free popcorn.
It's so great when there's free popcorn, but that is a plus.
I've heard some old movie critics in a movie once like, I can't believe it. They didn't have free popcorn or drinks. And I was like, how lazy are you? I was like, spend a couple dollars, you bum. You know? And
on the other hand, though, this is what I think. Whenever they don't give you free popcorn, I mean, I just think if I were the publicist setting up the screenings, I would want to make sure everyone was so happy. Like, sit down and you're going to be so happy while you're watching this movie.
You see this, Ernest? She's corporate. You see the difference? This is why this podcast is so good. She's like, I think there should be free popcorn too.
There should be free. It's just so awesome when there is free popcorn. But I always see it as a wonderful day when that happens.
So today we're talking about a couple Oscar-nominated movies.
Yeah, ones that I think people are curious about.
All right, well, you bring up the first one then.
Well, I think most people are fascinated with The Revenant.
Oh, so amazing.
Right, with 12 Academy Award nominations, it definitely looks to be the front runner. Is it any good, and should it win Best Picture?
Okay, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Is it that good to you?
Okay, that's a really interesting question.
Oh, it's an interesting question. This is you're about to hear both sides of the fence right now by our movie critic.
Yes. So I think that I am glad that I saw it. And okay. The reason that I'm glad I saw it is because
You are friends with Leo.
We're buddies. Leonardo DiCaprio's performance is so phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's unrecognizable. He speaks Pawnee. It's a movie I've never seen before. It's this gritty Western, you know, revenge Western.
Yes.
I've never seen a bear attack like you see in this film that I can't even figure out how they made happen because
it's incredible, the bear attack. Incredible.
And that is why, you know, all of these technical awards that it's nominated for. I mean, you can see it because usually you can tell a CGI bear. Like, you can usually tell when they CGI animals. I don't know what that. I don't even know. Is that a real bear?
How
did they do that?
I'm just bummed Leo died at that part of the movie. You know, after the bear attack, he just died right there. That was sad. Like, it was really a sad point in the movie. And then Tom Hardy had to finish the last hour by himself. That was terrible.
That's a nice.
Everybody's like, "What? Why'd you tell me?" But no, that didn't happen.
He's tricking you.
I am telling you what happened.
It's a fake spoiler.
That was a real bear. They said it took them days to shoot that scene because it was an actual bear and they moved them. Like, you know the cartoons when they move these cartoon figures and they make full, that's what they did with the bear.
It was claymation with a bear.
Basically with a live bear. Like, step by step by step.
And did he really have DiCaprio in his teeth?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh.
But it sounded good, didn't it?
It looks like it. That's the thing I can't. So anyway, there's that. There's another scene which I wish they weren't showing in the commercials, but they are, where he's being chased on a horse and rides over a cliff. And again, how they did that.
They actually rode over a cliff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was real too.
All of Yo's insights.
Now, oh, great insight. Now, at times I will come up with real insight, but those two things, not really.
But yeah, so there's so many reasons to see the movie. The cinematography, Alejandro Iñárritu at this point is just to me maybe the most interesting filmmaker.
Creative, right?
Yeah, when it comes to the style. And so from a cine, and I think this was the year of cinematography, by the way. Every film I kept going, the cinematography was amazing. And this, what they did was reverse time almost with this film and go back to the way films, you know, were made in the sense that it let moments breathe. So there'd be an establishing shot on a leaf. And it would just sit there on that leaf for longer than we're comfortable with. But it was really astounding. It gave you the sense of peace or the atmosphere. It brought you there. It was an amazing movie on so many levels.
Can I tell you what it seemed to me? And since I'm not a critic, I may be not nailing this. But it seemed like it was shot from a POV, point of view.
Yeah.
Type of, like, when you would go through the trees, it's almost like if you were just peeking behind a tree, that was the shot, you know, and seeing the Indians or the cowboys or whatever, you know, like you're kind of peeking in to the world, and then it brings you right into what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's almost like if you saw people across the way talking and you're walking up to them and then all of a sudden you're in their conversation, it felt like that movement to me.
I think that's accurate. Yeah. I think that's part of the brilliance. So you have You have all of this going for it. By the way, the movie ends and they put the end credits and, you know, it just said, like, I think it just flashed the names and it was like Tom Hardy. I was like, where was Tom Hardy in that movie? I mean, he...
Are you serious?
He is so unrecognizable. I mean, obviously it hit me like a second after I had that thought, but he's so unrecognizable. That is not the Tom Hardy of Bane or the Tom Hardy of Legend or the Tom Hardy that we've seen in anything of Mad Max. I didn't recognize him.
Let me tell you this. I love Tom Hardy in the movie. He was so good. I thought, and I'm going to get a lot of slack for this, Leo was fantastic in the movie, and I hope he wins the Oscar. I thought Tom Hardy carried that movie. I really did. I thought he crushed it.
Well, he gets to, you know, I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio didn't speak for much of the movie, which is part of why the acting nomination so deserved. He's basically tied down and immovable for a good portion of the movie, at least a third.
Spoiler alert!
Well, he's attacked by a bear.
I know.
And he's emoting through his eyes and grunting and can't speak, and that really speaks to his performance. So for all of those reasons, it is a well-deserved Best Picture nominee and the acting nominations and the technical nominations. Now, I think you asked, did I like it? And I didn't really like it. So I don't think it was.
Like it.
I don't think it was actually a fun movie or an enjoyable movie to watch in any way. But I'm glad I saw it. But and I will also say this, because not only, as you like to point out, am I white, I'm also I'm also a woman. And
you are.
So I would say that The Revenant is the manliest man movie of all mankind.
Yeah, it's like, total dude flick.
So I do appreciate that maybe I'm not the, you know, the ideal audience for the film. So I didn't actually enjoy it, but I was glad I saw it.
Okay, let's talk about this. Best Picture. Is there a movie what movie did you enjoy more?
The Big Short. I loved The Big Short. I think it's so creative and so
fresh.
And
if people don't know about The Big Short, tell everybody who's in it.
So we've got Christian Bale. Yep. Yes, well-deserved nomination as well. Ryan Gosling, Steve Carell, I'm skipping one. There's one I'm missing.
Who's
the fourth guy?
It's okay.
Brad Pitt. Who produced it? And Adam McKay directs. And it's just the freshest take on this sort of Moneyball type of story, where it's about facts and figures and numbers and complicated material and understanding something that happened and understanding that even the smartest people in the world couldn't figure out what was going to happen with our Wall Street crash.
Because they were blinded by the money.
They were and assumptions of it. Think this had never happened before. The housing market had never failed before. This will never happen.
Okay.
So that's kind of why. But I don't want to get too far
off. No, because we're going to talk about that movie in a different podcast. But do you think Leo will win for Revenant? Is he a lock?
As close as a lock can be.
And
I would
who would
say
be
he,
his closest competition?
That's a good. The other performances are good. So it kind of just get. Yeah. Can I just say though? I think Michael Fassbender has been better in other things.
Yeah.
I wish that he didn't get the nomination. I think it's almost an insult to Michael Fassbender.
Do you think he's going to be walking that red carpet going, man, I don't deserve to be here? But I really think great actors would say that.
Yeah. I mean, if it's like you're weak, if you're like, I was okay in that, I don't know, but okay, sure, I'll
All
take
right.
it.
So let's wrap up The Revenant. You think Leo could win? Do you think it will win Best Picture or Best Director?
So that's the question. That is the question. So the reasons against it winning,
okay,
the reasons why it won't is because rarely, so, you know, normally Best Picture and Best Director go hand in hand. Normally and rarely would the Academy ever give someone a win 2 years in a row. So that just almost never happens.
Because last year he won for?
For Birdman.
Boom.
So it's unlikely. It didn't get a screenplay nomination. And so it almost, I mean, when I say almost always, yeah, I mean, I think Titanic is the last movie in the last 20 years. 7 movies ever have won Best Picture without winning Best Screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super unlikely for those reasons. And also it didn't get nominated for a SAG Ensemble Award. And that is the third tell. Usually you're nominated for a SAG Ensemble Award to get it, because that gets into the branches of voting.
Is there any negatives on Leo not winning? Has there been any signs?
There have not been any signs. And okay. I think that, you know, Matt Damon getting in for The Martian, you know, a month ago, nobody was saying that was going to happen. Like, even that The Martian was going to get Best Picture. It was kind of like, oh, it's one of those movies that would be so great if it did, but it won't. You know, and Matt Damon, who's great in it, but it's that kind of light,
yeah,
sometimes comical thing that they just don't really normally go for at the Academy, which is why The Big Short probably won't win for Best Picture either. Probably Eddie Redmayne for The Danish Girl is his next biggest competition. I think Trumbo has a lot of Hollywood.
Did you like The Danish Girl? Have you seen it yet?
That's the one I haven't seen. Yeah, I haven't seen The Danish Girl.
I turned
Girl.
It off about 30 minutes in. I was uninterested. I was like, all right, I get it.
It's been a big transgender year. We've been a little overwhelmed with transgender.
I'm fine with transgender, but it's like, okay, I get where this movie is going, and I don't have to see the rest of it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I know.
Eddie Redmayne's a pretty woman. That's all I got to say.
I know. Very he does make woman. A very lovely woman.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to spend all our time on Revenant because I know we wanted to talk
about
Room.
Yeah, we only
got
5 minutes left, Tara. We got 15 minutes to do this.
Well, I think it's fair. Room is a smaller movie than The Revenant, so we'll give it less time.
That's right. Room, they're in a room. But I thought it was well shot. I thought it was good. I thought Brie Larson, she was good.
And I think she'll win the best actress.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I thought with the Globes and them awarding it to her was surprising because the foreign press tends to go for the bigger star. But I love that she won. And they always give it to an ingenue. And I think while, yes, Saoirse Ronan, if that's how you say her name, I like study up all the time on how to say it.
Don't look at me for help on that name.
She's also an ingenue. But you know, she's been around still. You know, like she's kind of been around for a while. And Brie Larson's like this amazing actress who just appeared on the scene. And just this is all her movie, really. And Jacob Tremblay. And people wonder why he didn't get the nomination. And I think... By the way, I am not for children getting Academy Award nominations.
I'm not for children going to the after parties. I saw this.
Talk to Drew Barrymore about that. She'll tell you how things can go wrong.
It's so weird how this kid's so young in the after parties. He's dancing. All these adults surrounding him. I think it builds this empowerment complex with these young actors because it's like everybody praising him, which is fun. I don't know. It's just weird to me.
No, I don't think in any way. Yeah.
Like in that Hollywood, you always hear Hollywood makes the monster.
Uh-huh.
And I think when you do things like taking him to the after party, celebrate him, hey, it's great. He's a kid though. He should be at home.
Right.
You know, I don't care if he did win an award, if he didn't, he should be at home.
Yeah.
After award show, hey, you had your fun, go home. I'm just not comfortable with people letting
kids
in these
awards. Well, I hope
that
they don't.
Shows.
Yeah. And by the way, what's her name? The actress who's not Dakota Fanning, and she has Anna in her name, and she's like a teenage blonde.
I don't know.
Anna Sophia Robb. Her parents raise her in Denver. They keep her out of it, and I think that's really smart.
It's great.
It is. So,
okay, we're running out of time. Room.
Okay, so
break
basically,
it down, girl.
All right, so I would say it's a phenomenal film. It's a story that's never been told before. It's adapted from a novel where the woman got the idea from a real life situation that happened in Austria. And it's such a small movie. It's such an intimate experience. I cried. I was in a daytime screening, not a screening, just I went to the movies and there were four other people there. We were all sitting far apart and we're watching. And I'm sobbing like, I'm like totally ugly crying during this movie. I mean, it was like embarrassing.
I just saw it right now.
I know. It's ugly. It's not attractive.
No, it's not.
But it's just like I've never heard the story and to have it told from the kid's point of view. And the directing nomination for Lenny Abramson, so well deserved because I think the performance from Jacob Tremblay came from great directing.
Absolutely. Because that kid didn't know what to bring out in that performance.
Yeah.
It was all directing.
Yeah.
And yes, that director nailed it. I thought it was a very... It definitely stands out. Out of all the movies I've watched, it stands out. And I have a question for you. I've seen pretty much every Oscar-nominated film or in talks. Why do they all move so slow? It seems to get not to be nominated, your movie has to move at a snail pace. Is it because the Academy likes a lot of dialogue because they think that's pretty much acting that ties into acting? But they all move so slow. Low to me.
I agree. I mean, The Big Short does not. The Big Short just rocks through it.
Yeah, it's cool.
But
Spotlight moves so slow for me too.
Yeah, Spotlight did. I agree. It is a problem. I thought The Revenant was felt too long too. I was like all uncomfortable. Like, when's this going to end?
Yeah, like, you know? What happened?
You shouldn't have that. And The Martian too. Martian went on too long.
Like, why can't you make no more money by it going past an hour and a half? Let's stick all movies at an hour and a half.
Oh, now you're getting into a directorial issue, right? Because if you're the studio head, you're like, you know, you would look at Quentin Tarantino and be like, there's no reason The Hateful Eight needs to be this long.
No.
No reason.
That movie could have been 10 minutes. It's a 10-minute scene drawn out to 3 hours.
And by the way, as we're on the side note, so, you know, if you saw it in the 70mm Panavision, you got an overture and an intermission, which makes it a full 3 hours. And I can't tell you how many people left at the intermission because it's super boring until the intermission and it gets good after the intermission. Yeah. So if you could have just, I think they could have like easily shortened up the boring part.
If I knew how it ended at the beginning, I would have left 10 minutes in. Like literally, I probably would have walked in and walked out. I was like so disappointed at the end of that movie. The person I was with, when the movie said the end or whatever is it, he was like, well, that was awful, right in the middle of the theater. I was like, it was terrible. All right, The Revenant, we all agree that Leo is probably going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think there's a lot of things that are going against Alejandro winning. Is that his name?
Well, I think Leo will win. I think it's going against The Revenant as Best Picture and Director.
Okay.
So I don't see that winning. I do see it winning a lot of technical awards, and I do see Room winning Brie. For Best Actress, and I don't see it winning any other awards.
So Brie could win, but the movie and everything else.
Probably not, because they'll think, too, the way that they think. Lenny, this is a great introduction to the world as a director for Lenny Abramson. He's going to go be successful. Other people, George Miller, is who they're going to want to give that to, right?
Gotcha.
And maybe Tom McCarthy. And Tom McCarthy, though, I don't know. I always wonder, he made The Cobbler last year with Adam Sandler. It was like the biggest flop of the year.
Yeah.
And panned by people just leaving the theater. You know, panned by everyone. So anyway, but I do want to leave you with this. If you're only going to pick one movie to see, go see The Revenant in the theater. The Room will work just fine.
Anywhere.
At home, yeah.
Even on a plane, it'll work.
It'll work.
But Revenant, see it in the theater.
Or else you're missing out.
All right. How do people check you out on social media?
On Twitter, @ThatsTara.
All right. And hit me up on Instagram @MichaelYo. We will see you next time. Later.